If you are happy, say amen.
Amen.
There is a reason for our happiness. In church, we do not say happy, 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 but we are using joy, J-O-Y, instead of happy. Happiness is coming for the happen to be happy. Joy has no condition. Joy of salvation is the cause of our joy because of Jesus Christ. Today is a joyous day of the year, Easter, the resurrection day. Do you know why we are celebrating this joyous day? Because of the kingdom of God has accomplished through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christianity is all about building kingdom of God. From the Lenten season sermon series, we talk about beatitude, the adjusting our attitude towards God, towards ourselves, and towards the people around us. Adjusting our attitude is caused by the kingdom of God. That is the ultimate outcome we are pursuing as a children of God. If you have a Bible, please open up the Bible, Gospel Matthew chapter 5. That is the scripture we read, the responsibility, and theatrically on the screen. Today, they said, pay attention to the Gospel Matthew chapter 5. Today is the last day so we are covering this attitude blessing series in the church. Probably in the future, we might revisit this one, but for now, for the Lenten season 2011, today is the last day to wrap up this attitude sermon series. First blessing is coming from the chapter 5, verse 3. It goes like this. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, right? The kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God is here if we are poor. It is the present tense is. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We talked about it. The kingdom of heaven is not about eating or drinking. Kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God is all about righteousness, peace, and joy. Repeat after me. Kingdom of God is?
Kingdom of God is?
All about?
All about.
Righteousness?
Righteousness.
Peace?
Peace.
Joy?
Joy.
That is the flow of the sermon we are going to pay attention to in this morning. First one is righteousness. Because God is a righteous God and justifying God, He has to give it up. He's the only begotten Son for us. According to the prophet Isaiah, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Do you remember the Christmas season we talk about the Prince of Peace, Mighty Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father? God is Prince of Peace is not just a nature of Jesus Christ. It is a mission of God. Jesus, the Son of God, received the mission of God. Counseling. Yes, that is one of the work He does continuously this day through the Holy Spirit. But the mission of God has been installed into the nature of Jesus Christ, which is the Prince of Peace. Peace. What is a peace? How to make a peace? Two finger up. Peace. It is peace, right? Peace. And also, in this finger and middle finger together and a palm outside is a peace, right? But it is also victory. Churchill, England, he's the first one who used this V sign in the media saying the peace, victory. Without true peace, there is no victory. According to the human scientist, throughout the human history, only 286 years are the only ones we have peace, no war. But other than 286 years, we have a war fighting and fireworks all of the places. Just observe your life right now. How peaceful are you? In Greek, peace is shalom. Shalom is not just about not having firework or the fight or war. It is about the wholesome, the well-being. How well are you? When a Jewish community say the shalom to you, they are saying, how well are you? How well are you in this morning? How well are we? In order to have a peace, again, kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, start with the righteousness. God has to right by himself first. That's why he gave up his only begotten son for us. Last Sunday, Palm Sunday, we open up our palm and say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Save us. Without knowing exactly save from what. We keep saying that because we have our own agenda imposing it on this Messiah, the Savior. When our expectation didn't meet, we put the fist at him and said on Good Friday, crucify him, crucify him. And he died. Without Good Friday, there is no joy. Good Friday is the day God justifies everyone to God. Make right with God. God has to right, make us right with God first, so he can be right with us. And then we can be right within ourselves. And we can be right with others. The righteousness needed to be proclaimed through the cross, suffering. Today, we are going into the Father in here. And the blessing message starts with the present tense. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Present tense. And then later on, second blessing going to the future tense. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And next one is, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And the following one, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And then the following one, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And then one more blessing we are talking today, it is blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Before Jesus offered himself as a sacrificial act of love to us for the righteousness of God, many people were skeptical about his identity. Soon he died on the cross for us. We, the people of God, become the sons of God. Do you see the difference? Before we acknowledge the presence of God in our lives and love of God in our lives, God already picked us and poured out grace upon us, saying that you are my people. But you need to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior to write with me so you and I can be the people of God and plus children of God. People of God and children of God has a different nuance, right? When you have a children in your house, you treat differently than regular people out there, right? Because they are the children of God. And a right with God is the first direction we needed to pay attention to it in order to have a joy at the end. Again, kingdom of heaven is all about righteousness and peace and joy. Unless we are right with God, there is no peace. And unless we have a peace with God, there is no joy in our lives. Doesn't matter how rich you and I are, how poor you and I are, unless we have a right relationship with God, we cannot have a right relationship within ourselves, and then we cannot have a right relationship with others. That is the first step to build the kingdom of God. And through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we become children of God, not just people of God. God created everybody so lovely way. Are you beautiful? Are you handsome? Do you know? If you do know that you are beautiful woman of God, if you are the handsome man of God, say amen.
Amen.
Am I the only one? No energy in here. We are the beautiful creation of God, called people of God. But through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we become children of God. This means we need to be a peacemaker. There is two choices in our lives, whether we're going to be the children of God or the just regular people of God. In order to be the people, children of God, we need to be a peacemaker. There is two people, peacemaker or troublemaker. Which one are you? If you are the peacemaker, you are the truly the children of God. I know that you, I'm not so sure all about you, but I am work in progress to make peace wherever I go. So we need to pick and choose. We need to work towards the perfection like that Jesus is perfect. So right with God and a peacemaking business, we need to pay attention to it. After we make a peace with God, what happened? Kingdom is ours again. Blessed are those who persecuted because of the righteousness. Because of the righteousness. Not because of our personal agenda. Because we tried to right with God, some people persecuted us. Some people are giving it a hard time. That moment, we know that the kingdom of heaven is ours. It said that the present tense of verse 10, blessed are those who persecuted because of the righteousness. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Again, is with this blessing business God given to us, start with the present tense and the future oriented, but bring it back to the present tense, kingdom of heaven. You and I are here to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ because it is a cause of joy. It is part of the kingdom of God. It is a climax of the kingdom of God. Do you see someone is happy all the time, so joyful all the time, tolerated all the disaster out there, but he's reasoned with God and right with God and create a peaceful environment around us? Those people are so joyous. Those people experience and taste the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Since we are the joyous day we are celebrating today, I would like to inject one of the extra joys in our midst. There is a story I heard on the way here and there. There is a man who drove this his car, and he was kind of in a hurry to make it to the church on time. Because Sonny said, the time is up, we're going to close the door if you don't make it in. But he said, this man was so hurried, and he tried to get to the church a little bit earlier than anyone else, because he needed to usher the church. And then he was driving, and then somehow he didn't see the rabbit hopping around the street, and he ran over. He killed. Oh my goodness, Easter Day. Easter Day, this rabbit got killed. And he loved the animals. And he loved the rabbit. He felt so bad about what he did. So he pulled over his car and approached this rabbit, dead rabbit. And he was sobbing and sobbing. What have I done to this precious creature? I killed this little precious one on Easter Sunday, which is a resurrection day. And he was sobbing, and he was so guilty-driven that moment. And then by the time, you know, he was sobbing and sobbing at the mistake he made. And a woman was driving by too. So she felt that something is not right. So she decided to pull over her car and then approach him. What's wrong with you? And this guy said, well, on Easter Day today, it is unexpectedly, I killed rabbit. I killed. And I feel so bad about this incident he created. And then this woman said, don't worry. And then I will help. And so she went back to her car and opened up her trunk and pulled out the spray and sprayed over the rabbit. And then all of a sudden, this rabbit got alive again. And then hop, 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 hop. And 50 miles hopping and a wave. 50 miles hop, hop, wave. And then this guy was so astonished by the scene he's witnessing that moment. So he asked, what kind of spray did you use? Hairspray. Restored the life to dead hair. And a permanent wave. You know what? Resurrection. God is waving at us. Hello, people of God. Hello, people of God. Look, resurrection is here for you. Through the righteousness, I gave up my only begotten son for you. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I'm giving you the climax of your life to restore the peace in your life and have joy of salvation in your life. I'm waving at you. Respond to me. In this morning, God is waving at us to get our attention. Resurrection is for you. Respond. Write with me. Write with yourself and write with the people so you can have a peace whose identity is the children of God. Be a peacemaker so you can have joy of salvation all the time. Amen.